The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, it seems like things are getting worse in China for our brothers and sisters in Christ. More and more pastors and church members of evangelical churches, pastors and churches that refuse to register with the government, more and more are being arrested, disappearing. Here is a headline: Chinese pastor who refused to join communist-controlled church arrested for subversion. A house church pastor in China's Hunan province has been arrested for, quote, inciting subversion of state power, end quote, after he refused to join the ruling Chinese Communist Party's Three Self-Patriotic Association. Now, let me insert just an editorial comment here before I go on with this story. This is one of the reasons why people, Christians, pastors, patriots, are very, very concerned about the draconian overreach of several governors and mayors around the country concerning this COVID-19 crisis. As I reported to you yesterday, 10 states, 10 out of the 50 states in America, unless you're Barack Obama and then what was it, 67, I think he said. Anyway, 10 of the 50 states have made it illegal for churches to meet at all. Not just groups, you know, less than 50. At all. No religious exemption. You cannot meet. Doors of the church must be shut. Now, in spite of the fact that, as far as I know, in all of these states, you can go to Home Depot. You can go to Lowe's. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Kroger's. You go to your local department store. And yet you can't go to church. In other words, Home Depot has enough sense to figure out how to social distance a few hundred people in their store. But a church can't figure out how to do that. Now, fortunately, here in the state of Ohio, whether you agree with what Governor DeWine has done as far as the social distancing and so forth, from the very beginning, he has made it absolutely clear religious organizations are exempt. Right now, today, in the state of Ohio, if you have a church of 2,000 people, and you want to meet together this Sunday, you can. It's not recommended, but you can because religious organizations are exempt. But because of what has happened in communist and socialist countries for many, many years, there is great concern when any government entity is given almost unlimited power over churches and religious organizations. I don't want to hype this up. I am not a sensationalistic person at all. But I never, ever dreamed that I would live to see the day where it would be illegal to attend church on a given Sunday. And yet, in at least 10 states in America today, it is illegal to go down to your church and worship together. Illegal. And I said when these restrictions began to be handed down, this doesn't happen in America. This happens in China. It happens in Russia. It happened in Cambodia under Pol Pot. It has happened in many other communist countries through the years. Happened in North Vietnam. But not America. Anyway, that's my editorial comment. Now back to the story. News agencies are reporting that Pastor Zhao Hagao, the founder of Bethel Church, was arrested in China's Hunan province after being criminally... He was arrested on April 2nd after being criminally detained since March 14th for inciting subversion of state power. His whereabouts are unknown. Family does not know where he is. Wife does not know where he is. No one knows where he is. And the government is not saying. Now get this. I'm quoting from the story. Authorities accuse him of using VPN. That's a virtual private network. It's software to keep people from eavesdropping on your Wi-Fi. VPN network. Many of you have a VPN network installed on your computer or your smartphone. Authorities accused him of using VPN software to avoid the Great Firewall. Now, what's a Great Firewall? The attempt of the government to control everything that happens on the internet. Do you remember what happened a couple of weeks ago? When people in an underground church were arrested because they were streaming a church service in their home, the government used technology, spying technology, to see where the streaming service from the church was entering into individual homes, and people who were sitting in their home innocently watching a church service on their computer. Government officials, communist police burst into their home and arrested them because they were watching a streaming service. You say, well, now that will never happen in America. Do you remember the story I read to you 2 weeks ago? Where a county in California warned people about music that was being streamed in local churches. You remember that story? Yeah, that was California. A day after his arrest, six police officers went to Bethel Church where they confiscated 480 books, including study tools, handouts, and copies of biblical materials, claiming the materials were illegal and without publication permission. Things are not getting better in communist China for our brothers and sisters in Christ. They're getting worse. And I tell you that so that you are aware, number one, of the need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world that are being persecuted for their faith. Another reason to tell you, I've said this on this program, I don't believe I will ever see a police state in America. Americans would never tolerate it. Americans would never just blindly obey their government concerning worship. It's here. Fortunately, not in Ohio, but in at least 10 states in America. It's here. And that's why I have emphasized over and over again, respect the government, pray for the government, pray for our governor, pray for Dr. Acton. They're making important decisions that impact all of us. Pray for them, pray for them. But at the same time, because of the form of government we have a representative republic. We must hold our elected officials accountable. We can never just idly sit back and watch our freedoms and our liberties go away, vanish. We can't do that.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
These are fascinating times, and I've got one segment left, and I've got about 20 stories that I would love to share with you. Folks, some of this stuff going on in government is just evil. I don't throw that word around loosely. I really don't. I rarely use the word evil unless it's something really evil. This is just evil. Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, Representative Adam Schiff, claimed just recently that 50,000 Americans died because the Senate failed to remove President Donald Trump from office during the impeachment trial back in February. Now, not only is that ridiculous, dumb, idiotic. I mean, it is. It's just idiotic that 50,000 people died because they were unsuccessful in impeaching him. I don't care who would be president right now. People would be dying. Agree or disagree with how the president has handled it? That's just evil. Here's what he said. He was talking with Chris Hayes on MSNBC recently, and he says, frankly, Chris, I don't think we had any idea how much damage he would do if, I don't think we had any idea how much damage he would go on to do in the months ahead. There are 50,000 Americans now who are dead, in significant part because of his incompetence, because of his inability to think beyond himself and put the country first. Now, again, that's idiotic. That's insane. No reasonable person would make that accusation. And again, remember when he shut down all travel from China. Remember what the liberal left, what the politicians on the left said? He's a racist. What are you doing shutting down? To pin 50,000 deaths on the president, again, like him, don't like him, agree, disagree, it's just evil. And then there's this. Most of you are familiar with the name Meghan McCain, daughter of John McCain. She is one of the regular co-hosts on The View. She is supposedly the conservative on The View. Well, she's about as conservative as her dad was. We all learned that John McCain was truly a war hero. There's no doubt about it, but he was anything but a conservative. He was not a conservative at all. I don't think she's as conservative as he was. Anyway, she is the token conservative on The View. Well, she went after Elizabeth Hasselbeck just recently. Some of you remember Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She was the conservative on The View for quite some time, and she actually is a conservative. Well, recently, Elizabeth Hasselbeck said this concerning the COVID-19 virus and how we're handling it. She says, I think there can be a fine line between what is taking precaution and what is panic. yes, we're going to take precautions. We're going to Purell. Pray that God's got us in our tomorrows. We pray that this coronavirus is extinguished, that it stops in its tracks. But I will not allow it to rule me. I think we should prepare. I think we should pray. But I'm not going to let coronavirus rule me and let it be an idol. And I do think our leadership right now is pointing us to say, hey, this is not a panic situation. This is a precautionary situation. We're going to use Purell, wash our hands, but we're going to be okay, guys. That was her statement. Well, that ticked off Meghan McCain. She said that what I just read to you is dangerous because Elizabeth Hasselbeck said we should be praying. McCain said, and I quote, "I take this virus seriously from the very beginning, and I thought a lot of this rhetoric was really dangerous. I don't need to co-host with her again, and it's unfortunate because I've been a huge fan for a long time, but anybody who is blanking around with this virus and putting out misinformation, I don't really have a lot of time for her right now." Why? Because she said, hey, guys, you know, God's got this. We're praying. We're going to take all the precautions. We're going to use the Purell. We're going to wash our hands. We're going to take the precautions. But I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to allow this thing to rule over me. What wise words from Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And it's not the first time through this crisis that praying has been criticized. Remember what Governor Cuomo in New York said? We have peaked. We have gone past the peak. But God didn't get us here. Remember that? God didn't get us here. Really? These are strange times. But folks, you hang in there. You trust God. You believe God. And yes, pray. And no, don't panic. Don't let the news media put fear into you. God really is in control. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.